This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening
to Kyle Warren. Well, as I said in hour number one, it's hard to know whether to say, well, and then there were two, or to say, well, be careful what you wish for. You just might get it. Nikki Haley said, you know, I think all along she's wanted a two-person race in this, and, well, voila, there it is. Ron DeSantis suspending his presidential campaign on Sunday. Where do we go from here? Well, we will talk about that here this hour on the program. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome to the program. Glad to be with you, of course. And we have a lot to say as we head out over AM 860, The Answer, of course, our flagship station in Tampa, Florida. Welcome to everybody listening there. Welcome to everybody listening along the GCN network as well. And we sure do appreciate GCN distributing the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. Thanks for working so hard. And also, folks, of course, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. Also, 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour, the bottom here of the 5 o'clock hour, as we talk with Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com and, of course, author of the book Nullification. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, happy Monday to you. And there is a lot going on, no doubt about it. And, of course, the big story right now is Ron DeSantis calling it quits. At that time, it was 2 days before the New Hampshire primary. What do you think about all that?
Well, I'm sad that his candidacy didn't bear fruit because I was a DeSantis fan. Being a Florida resident, I've been able to benefit from his election as governor. He's a fantastic head of state for the state of Florida. He navigated us through COVID. Living down there is to live free because of a lot of the things that he championed through the legislature, especially when it comes to combating wokeness and keeping his word as far as leveling off taxes and not infringing upon people's economic freedom, health freedom is another one, especially through COVID, but just basically all the time. And I love the way that he championed keeping the corporate fascism that's happening today out of people's lives. Mm-hmm. So I thought he would have been a fantastic president of the United States. But as I said in the very beginning, I didn't think it was his time. He needed to finish his term as governor. He would have had 2 years to ramp up a campaign that would have been unstoppable. He wouldn't have been running against Donald Trump. And he could have been a landslide president in 2028.
Indeed.
Without a doubt.
Indeed.
I think his reputation, because of what he did as the commander-in-chief of Florida, would have far preceded him in any state polling going forward. And the endorsements would have been unbelievable. It wasn't his time. He pulled the trigger too early. Will it work going forward? Will he be able to finish his governorship in Florida because he's term limited and then run in 2028? That's a coin flip now, because now he's lost once.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, I was gonna ask you, is there too much damage done already to come out and sort of start fresh again at that point?
You know, it depends on how he finishes up in Florida and what he does immediately afterwards. He has to be ingenuous, and I believe he has been to this point. You know, somebody who goes through the first primary and looks and says, I don't see a path to victory with the way that the pieces are on the board. And I hope everybody who is aware listened to his suspension speech, which was brilliant. If he stays the path and he remains a voice of reason moving forward on the national stage, then he's got a shot, but it's not going to be as easy as it would have been if he would have waited.
Well, you're right. You're right. And certainly he's seeing the handwriting on the wall. I think it is good that he decided when he did, because this, again, it makes it look like, okay, I read this, I'm going to make a decision, and this is what I'm going to do. And at the very least, it's decisiveness.
Well, and that's the way he is in his leadership. There is no waffling back and forth. People who live in Florida understand that. He's been a tremendous governor, fighting for maintaining levels of freedom that exist and trying to expand them. And he's a rare animal in politics because he's kept his promises. Every promise he made on the campaign trail as governor, he kept his promises. The only one that kind of flinched is when he said he wanted to run for president, because a few months before that he said he wasn't going to do it.
Right.
And I think that's the thing that's going to stick in a lot of people's craws is the Philly. You said you weren't going to run and you did. So are you a typical politician or are you not? That depends on how he acts going forward. That's going to determine whether that was ambition or whether he had people around him who were screaming, you got to run, you got to run, you got to run.
Well, also, was it based to some degree on the notion that Donald Trump was going to fizzle out like a while back, and that never, ever occurred? Even with the indictments and things like that, Donald Trump never fizzled.
No, and it's to Donald Trump's credit, and it should be based on his performance last time he was in office. He's got a loyal base.
Yeah.
He's got a loyal base. The media hates the guy, and the left just vomits hate towards him. But the fact is, the 4 years of Trump, the policies were fantastic. The hate is all based on his personality.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Big time. All right. Frank Silvato, stay right there. We're going to head out to the first break here, the hour. But when we come back, everybody, we'll have more with Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, author of the book Nullification. We are just getting started here in this 5 o'clock hour. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. I promise.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Well, we understand congratulations are in order for Senator Tim Scott. Just got engaged, proposed to his girlfriend, now fiance, in South Carolina. So, of course, we wish them every happiness, as we've been saying here on the program this morning. So welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Monday edition of the show. And 949-822-7959, that's the number to call if you'd like to be a part of the program. If you have a question or comment for our guest, Frank Silvato, of course, we're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have said question or comment. But, of course, we are talking with Frank Silvato this morning from undergroundusa.com and, of course, author of the book Nullification. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, you know, I guess now the path for Nikki Haley is to try to get some of these voters, but it seems like I think a lot of the voters for DeSantis and those who are voting for Vivek Ramaswamy, I think that they would more naturally gravitate to Donald Trump, and I think there's just a recent CNN poll of the last couple of days which kind of says that, at least about the DeSantis voters.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of people who were whispering that they thought DeSantis was Trump-light. I don't agree with that, but just because they had the same position on certain policies that are in the news doesn't make somebody a junior version of the other, but they were of the same mindset. You know, less government is better. Restrained government is best. You know, taxes must stay low. The border must be secured. We must be able to stand up and at least hold our head up in the international in forums. You know, so, yes, it is correct that most DeSantis supporters will move over to Trump. Might be reluctantly because of the way Trump campaigns, which is, in my opinion, a little bit childish with the name calling and the I've got to win at all costs smear thing that goes on. It's what bothered me about him the first time. You don't make up silly third grade playground nicknames and just disparage somebody who's eventually going to end up being on your side.
Well, right. You know, and that in 2016, it was, for lack of a better expression, it was sort of unheard of, or it was, I don't want to say fresh, but it was sort of a new thing coming with these nicknames and that kind of stuff. And that worked for him because he was much more of an outsider at that point. But that has kind of cooled a little bit in the intervening years since the 2016 campaign, I think.
Yeah, I live by Ronald Reagan's 11th commandment, which was actually started by somebody else out in California, whose name I can't recall off the top of my head, but it's the truth. You don't besmirch, you don't attack other Republicans personally when you're running against them in the primaries, because it allows the damage of people on your side for after the primaries. You know, that's why it's okay to do opposition research, but be careful how you use it in the primaries, because you're giving your homework to the opposition and the general.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know, that said, Trump is going to be our guy. It's not going to be Nikki Haley. I think before her candidacy, before she got out there on the campaign trail, there were some thoughts about people, and I'll admit to it. I'm just as guilty of it as a lot of other people. She appeared to be somebody who would be excellent as a candidate, because there were certain things the Democrats couldn't attack her on. But since she's exposed herself as an establishment insider, and as the usual suspects with the deep pockets got behind her, she's outed herself as an inside the Beltway deep stater. You know, and a corporatist. And, you know, as far as the private sector support, I get that, but I don't believe the corporation should be running the show. We need people who are good diplomats and good leaders to run the show in Washington, D.C., as far as government is concerned. She brings politics back into the job description, and it's not supposed to be there. We're supposed to be trying to get away from politics ruling the government. They are two separate things. We've been conditioned to believe that when someone says politics, it's the elected official. And this is the elected class's fault. Politics is supposed to be separate from government. That's why the direct election of senators in the Wilsonian amendment to the Constitution is just damaging to our republic. Because the senator's sole priority was supposed to be to watch out for the states, not any political party. And with the direct election, they've turned into political animals, where that's supposed to be sequestered to the House. So with the fact that she's a deep stater, you know, she damaged herself with me. I wouldn't vote for her.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I was saying this to some very learned political types yesterday. If it comes down to Haley versus Biden, I've got to give some serious consideration to Kennedy just because he wants to dismantle the deep state.
Well, James Carville himself, I don't think I can repeat exactly what he said, but he talked about a third party getting a lot of votes, he said. He can look in that crystal ball a little bit because he has a lot of experience, obviously. But yeah, this is the kinds of things that can turn elections one way or the other for that very reason. Yeah.
You bet, because, and this is just Kennedy's thought process, and I'm not really deep into Kennedy tactical thing here, but it is something that is obvious. He's not running to win the popular election. He's running to win the Electoral College. It takes 271 to get in, and his idea is to throw this election to the House of Representatives by making it impossible for either Biden or Trump to hit 271.
Interesting. Very interesting indeed. Yeah, can you imagine that day?
With the constitutional illiteracy that is rampant through the media, it would be like China invading on California's coast. They're not going to understand that that's the way the Constitution says elections go if you can't get 271.
Yeah, and then somebody will say, they've stolen our democracy. I mean, yes. I hate, you know, it's
crazy.
We will officially have a president that actually doesn't like the deep state, and that will be the insurrection.
No kidding. Well, Frank Silvato, you were telling me earlier about what was going on in Davos, and for just to sort of set the stage here, one of the things that was talked about at Davos, as they often do, is trying to implement a global carbon tax to deal with climate change. But you were telling me that there's a movement afoot to try to defund anything that we would ever do to send to Davos or to the World Economic Forum.
First, the World Economic Forum is a private club of rich people who are trying to make themselves relevant around the globe in a governmental sort of way. They're not a government entity. It's like giving power globally to Weekend at Bernie's. They don't have the authority to make policy like this. They're just a bunch of people who made a better widget, got rich off doing it, and somehow believe that they're intellectually capable of leading the world. You know, you may make a great garage door, but I don't want you making international policy for me. So we want a tax. We're going to get a tax on this. Shut up. Just shut up. Go back and run your corporations and be good free market capitalists and stop pretending you're an evil Bond villain.
Well, it almost goes back to this old timey notion, right? And hundreds of years ago even, but the nobility shall needs to rule, basically, you know, and they've kind of become this new nobility, for lack of a better term.
Well, they're the 21st century's robber barons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what they are. They believe that just because they're rich, people have to do what they say. Screw you. That's not the way the free market or the free world works. If you're successful, God bless you, man. God bless you. I'm glad you're successful. You want to have an impact on society? Be philanthropic. But don't tell me I've got to listen to what you have to say as far as what I can and what I can't do and manipulating my government. Shut up and sit down. And there's three House members in the U.S. House that are moving a bill forward. And this shocked me. You've got this party for billionaires. Some are getting close to being trillionaires. And we find out that the United States gives taxpayer dollars to the World Economic Forum so they can have this party?
Look, it's so fun. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Why should taxpayers fund the ski trip for the uber rich? So they're moving a bill through that says no taxpayer dollars can go towards anything for the World Economic Forum, regardless of what agency wants to give them money. And I wholeheartedly agree. Would you walk up to somebody in a Mercedes and give them the money out of your pocket?
Well, that's evidently what they want. Very cool. Well, Frank Silvato, stay right there. We're going to come right back, folks. Lots more with Frank. After this short break, Kyle Warren with you. We are rocketing through the Monday edition, everybody. Stay right there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paladi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
U.S. NBC News, I'm Tim Berg. Former President and 2024 GOP presidential frontrunner Donald Trump held a rally in Manchester, New Hampshire Saturday night ahead of the state's primary on Tuesday. Joining the former president at the rally is South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster, who announces his endorsement of Trump.
New Hampshire is for Trump. South Carolina is too. We'll see you at the finish line.
Governor McMaster succeeded former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley in South Carolina's governor's mansion. In response to his endorsement, Haley responded by saying, "I'm sorry, is that the person I ran against for governor and beat?" President Biden has nothing on his public schedule Sunday. The president spending time at his Rehoboth Beach House in Delaware after passing a spending bill that avoids a partial government shutdown. The House and Senate are back in session Monday. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we race through this Monday edition of the program. And it is flying by. There is no doubt about that. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. We're going to open up the telephone lines here at the bottom of the hour if you have a question or comment for Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com and, of course, also author of the book Nullification. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
You know, I did notice something. This is a little bit off topic, but it looks like Alec Baldwin is now, he's been, now indicted for involuntary manslaughter. And looks like that whole thing is going to start up again in earnest.
Yeah, it's they've got the long knives out for him, this DA out there. I don't necessarily care for Mr. Baldwin's politics, but, when you win an adjudication, this habit of, okay, if we can't get him on that charge for this action, we're going to go and get him on this charge for that action. And they're just going to keep looking at things that they can charge with until they win. I don't think that's the way our justice system was actually set up to be. That's why there's the double jeopardy clause. That's the way it should be. If you get adjudicated as being not guilty in something, I think it's disingenuous and a little bit unpatriotic to actually try to, okay, let's get him on this. Would that have affected OJ's trial? Yeah, it would have, and I think OJ's a scumbag.
You know, I think he did it. I think the United States thinks he did it, and they found a way to incarcerate him for it.
Yeah.
But you know, to just keep throwing things at the wall until something sticks because you want him to be guilty, you know, I don't know. And in this case, it was an accident, and anybody with 20/20 vision could see that. So I don't know. I think it was wrong to charge him again. But like I said, I hate his politics.
Well, right, but the law itself, though, that's the thing that's what you're talking about here of being sacrosanct, essentially, and the law needs to be applied evenly to everybody, and that's a much different thought sometimes than what we've seen, especially in regards to Donald Trump. Talk about the, you know, show me the man and I'll find the crime. I mean, that's Soviet Union stuff right there.
Yeah, and this is what I mean by having fidelity to the Constitution and the rule of law. You know, you can't have two classes and two ways to do this. If you're letting murderers go free in cities like Chicago and New York because the DA just doesn't want to prosecute because of the color of skin, then what you're doing is the same kind of discrimination with somebody who's got money, whose skin isn't the preferred color, when you keep going after them. You know, that's racist, too. That's being biased. And a district attorney, although they're supposed to prosecute, they're also supposed to listen to the adjudication that comes from the bench. That's following the rule of law because a jury decides that. You know, we're supposed to get judged by a jury of our peers, not an overzealous prosecutor. Whether you're a former president of the United States or whether you're a pompous elitist actor. The law has to be equal for everybody. It's not that way in the United States today, and that's one of the big problems that we've got in our society.
Yeah, well said. Very well said. Marion St. Pete on line one's been holding on patiently. I think she has a comment for you this morning. Frank, Mary, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I wanted to say that 40 years ago or so, we decided to move here because we had driven through the panhandle and stayed at Dufuniak Springs, and part of that was the sky. It was so blue with big, fluffy cumulus clouds that were white. But lately, I've noticed that ribbons are in the sky, and I think that's a form of weather warfare. And I don't know if anybody's heard that term or not, but I saw for the past 2 days about 10 airplanes headed straight up to the sky, to the sun, to release their payload of whatever they're spraying to try to dim the sun. And there's a YouTube video called The Dimming about these people trying to dim the sun, which makes you wonder what's in the payload. I don't think it's anything good. Look at the commercials that with drugs, and I'm a nurse. These drugs end in IB or AB for skin conditions and breathing conditions. Those have just shown up lately. So I was just wondering if Frank knows anything about weather warfare, because I think the air is one of the most important things we have. New Hampshire Bill 1700 has actually been introduced into their house to try to stop geoengineering of the weather.
Okay, good question. Thanks, Marion St. Pete. Frank, what do you think about that?
Well, it's the Pentagon and the government's desire to be able to use weather as a military tool that's already established. That goes all the way back past World War II. You know, when they wanted to be able to make sure that the missions weren't canceled because of bad cloud cover. I doubt that the program has been shelved. Why would it be? It's the Pentagon. We buy $600 hammers and $1,000 toilet seats. So, you know, yeah, I'm sure there is something for it. Whether it's being deployed on U.S. soil, I can't speak to that. I would think in a day when there's whistleblowers everywhere that this would be something that would come out and be explosive, even with a jaded media. So I can't really speak to that. I don't agree with the level of acceptance that the experimentation on the public, the level that it's reached. Because it ends up with things like, oh, we had a lab leak, and we started a world pandemic.
Right,
and,
okay.
And it's got to crush economies and everything else. So I think we've gone a little bit too far when it comes to the Twilight Zone aspect of some of our development ideas when it comes to warfare. But to answer Mary's question, I don't.
Well, you know, John Kirby over at the White House press briefing room, he's getting a lot more airtime, certainly, these days. But he was asked the question about President Biden the other day, saying that was the bombing against the Houthis working? And he said, of course, no. Will it continue? Yes, said President Joe Biden. But they asked John Kirby about it to sort of clarify that. And he said, well, they have offensive capabilities. We have defensive capabilities, and we'll continue to use them. You know, at what point do we go on the offense ever against the Houthis to stop them, or are we just waiting for them to lob more stuff at us?
Well, Kirby's kind of an idiot because they had, and he gets more airtime because the president doesn't have any because they got to keep Biden off the air at all costs.
At all costs,
you know. Yeah, so you get the clown show. That's the press secretary out there daily speaking gibberish a la Kamala Harris. And you get Kirby just spinning wheels trying to doublespeak as well as Harris can, and he can't. You know, we only have defensive capabilities? Really? Are you kidding me?
Well, yeah, but no. he's characterizing them as that. It's almost as if we're always on the defense with this, yeah. When these shipping lanes are being threatened, obviously, why don't we go on the offense, I guess is my take.
Yeah, we're not on the offense because we have a panty waist for a commander-in-chief who rolls over, gives Iran everything he wants. He thinks that's the way to placate Islamofascism in the world. It really isn't. You know, if you understand Islamofascism at all, you know that it is an ideology that is just anchored in conquest, and not just for the region. The Quran tells them it must rule the world. So they're always in a constant state of, how do we rule the world? And Iran right now is, you know, they're attacking Pakistan, they're attacking other Muslims, they're attacking the U.S., they're attacking Israel. They're following the devout idea of what the Quran says. So, why aren't we? I don't know. Should we be? Yes. The Houthis should have been dealt with in one action.
Right.
They shouldn't exist anymore. And that should have been the message. Jack with us, you end.
Well, yeah, I can imagine that as we get closer to the actual election, it'll be the president today, you know, ordered the 49th strike on the Houthi rebels. It was just crazy.
Biden's taken a wag-the-dog approach. He's using global conflict, regional conflict in the world, for political purposes for his election, just like the Democrats used COVID. You know, it was said by Rahm Emanuel, and it's right. Well, it was actually exposed by Rahm Emanuel, because it's always been since the Wilsonian era and then doubled up in the Alinsky era. Win at all cost. And never, ever, ever miss an opportunity to let chaos provide you with the ability to provide an answer to the people. Because the people will always listen to them, to something that sounds like a solution if it sounds like it's organized and well thought out in the midst of chaos.
Yeah, I think you got that right. That's exactly it. Well, Frank Salvato, take care. We'll talk to you again on Friday, sir.
Stay low.
You too. Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com. We're coming right back.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, we are racing through the Monday edition here, folks. All the way through this 5 o'clock hour in the East. And we're glad that you're there. We're glad to be here. And we have so much more to tell you about as we are going across your radio dial this morning. And by the way, again, welcome to everybody out there. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And I do appreciate William in Denver. He's likening Nikki Haley to Bill Clinton almost. So a very interesting take there, of course. A lot of people chiming in this morning about the DeSantis issue and Nikki Haley. But right now it's time to talk some sports. And boy, is there sports to talk about this morning with our good friend Patrick Hyland. He is the insurance quarterback, of course. He's also host of the Sports Zone right here on our flagship station of AM 860, The Answer. And you can hear Patrick Hyland on Sundays from 11 to 12 p.m. Eastern time. And let's bring him right here in on the telephone line. And we've got Patrick Hyland. Good morning, Patrick. Good morning, Patrick.
There you are.
Patrick, good morning, Kyle. Yes,
there are. There you are. All right. The magic of radio has brought you to us, so that's good.
Yes, sir, Kyle. Now, great weekend in sports. A lot of fun, a lot of excitement. Now we're going to have the Kansas City Chiefs go into Baltimore and see if they can get to the Super Bowl, and Detroit is going to go to San Francisco and see if they can finally reach a Super Bowl championship. This is the deepest Detroit gotten in the last 50 years as far as championship is concerned.
Oh yeah, I got to see the last half of the Tampa Bay and the Lions game earlier, and I thought they might pull it out there at the end, but of course that interception wrote the last page on that, unfortunately.
Yes, it did. Hey, Tampa Bay got the most out of their season with their injuries, with the way they were up and down. Give them credit to go as far as they did. The Tampa Bay fans should be very proud and ecstatic.
Absolutely.
The team rebounded like you're supposed to, and just came up a little short. And that's what happens in the National Football League. But it was a great game, exciting, 17-17. Then it became, 31-17. That's when it kind of changed. And then Tampa Bay drove down the field, though. And I don't know why they went for two, Kyle. You can make the argument, well, if they make it, then two field goals ties it up. But with just 4 minutes left, I didn't think that was the right move myself. But I don't know. They're going off all these metrics now and making decisions. Just kind of funny. It was kind of an interesting move, to say the least. A lot of people are looking at it from an investing standpoint. Earlier in the week, they were favored by 7 points. Tampa Bay kicks that. It's a tie. A lot of people will invest and put money into moving the point spread, up a half a point or even a point. So when it went down to, 6.5 to make it 7.5, or 6 to make it 7. Just kind of funny how that turned out. So
yeah,
it makes you go, And also in the Kansas City-Baltimore game, real controversial call by the refs, Kyle. I mean, you don't throw a flag, you huddle up, then you throw a flag. I don't know, man.
Mm-hmm.
They need to start doing some investigating on what's going on, because it's not a good look.
You either saw the penalty or you didn't, or after the fact it's a little too much analysis, maybe, didn't just jump out at you, maybe it wasn't there.
Exactly, Kyle. And then the other thing is, in the Tampa Bay game, when they did go for two, I mean, obviously the defensive back just ran right through Mike Evans. I mean, and no penalty on that. Just some things that just make you shake your head. But it's interesting. It's interesting, to say the least. That's football also. The bounces go a certain way sometimes. Switching gears just a little bit, Cal, to golf. I mean, pretty cool story. Nick Dunlap becomes the first amateur to win on the PGA Tour since 1991. What a great story. The kid's from Alabama and just shot lights out, man, and had a great tournament. And he won. So I just think that's a big story. You don't see that much on the PGA Tour, obviously. It's been 30-plus years.
Yeah, well, that's like a dream. I mean, that's like, I have to quote Bill Murray, it's a Cinderella story kind of a thing, And what a way.
There you go. That's a great movie, man. That's funny you say that, Kyle. Yeah, what a trip. Well, a lot of great actors in that movie, too. Caddyshack. What a trip.
Yeah.
So that was pretty funny, Kyle. I liked that a lot. Another thing in the NFL, the Eagles fired defensive coordinator Sean Desai. A lot of changes going up there in Philly. It looks like they're going to keep their head coach. It looked like he was going to get fired. Now they're just letting all the coordinators go. So we'll see what occurs in that situation, to say the least. But Philadelphia fans aren't happy. Bucks beating them last week. You know, not good. Not good in Philly town. But they'll be looking towards baseball season. We'll be talking some baseball. Philly should be decent this year in baseball. So that'll be a good thing to look at. You know, a lot of different stories as far as who's going to be playing in the games. A lot of people are banged up. You know, as far as the Lions and San Fran, as well as KC and Baltimore. It'll be interesting to see if the two best teams make it, Cal. Baltimore and San Francisco. A lot of people thought that would occur when the playoffs started. I thought it was going to happen about 8 weeks ago. I just could see those were the two teams that were starting to branch out and play better. And we talked about that back in November, you and I, just saying, who's going to get to the Super Bowl? And I said, right now, Kyle, it looks like San Francisco and Baltimore are the two best teams. Doesn't always mean they make it to the Super Bowl, but I thought they had the most realistic chances.
Yeah, exactly.
One story by Jared Goff, too. The guy completed 30 passes, you know, and 287 yards for the Lions. Josh Allen had a great game and just came up short against Patrick Mahomes. So we did get some nice play in the playoff divisional rounds. Wild card rounds, it got a little ugly in a few games, Cal. That's never a good way to go, but...
Well, you know, one of the cool stories, though, with the Lions is Jared Goff. And, you know, things didn't look too good for him, you know, what, about 2 or 3 years ago when he was let go by the Rams. You know, so this is, and, you know, to come out there and have this, you know, the chanting his name and this kind of thing, what a cool comeback for this guy.
Absolutely, you know, a nice year out there with the Rams, and they just couldn't get it done, and they did a little switch and sent him to Detroit, and Stafford went to the Rams and won the Super Bowl, and now Goff is in line to possibly, you know, if they can upset San Francisco out there in the old Candlestick Park. love that place back in there. It's not obviously a new stadium now, and it's a beautiful stadium, but they'll go. And you know, anything can happen, you know, like we talk about any given Sunday. So, and that's kind of funny, Kyle. That's kind of life in general. You know, anything can happen in life. You just have to find a way to do the best you can in life. You have to get yourself up. Look at Jared Goff. There you go. A guy discarded, picked himself up, and now is in that NFC Championship game. That's all we can do in life. It doesn't matter, you know, what adversity we face. We just got to keep plugging along and doing the best we can and have faith and, you know, look out for our fellow man and, you know, plan for a good future, plan for your retirement. Like I tell everybody every day, Cal, that's what I do professionally, and I enjoy it very much, and it's very rewarding helping people make good decisions and the right decisions to have peace of mind and have a better life. You know, it takes about 30 minutes to really sit down and dive deep into somebody's, you know, financial future, their health issues, and find out to give them the best quality of planning for the future. You have to do it legally, and you also have to do it, you know, financially. Just do it the right way. I do it every day. So if I can be of help to anybody out there, my name's Patrick Hubbard. My phone number is 813-966-1052. God bless you, Cal, and everybody. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you too, Patrick. We'll talk to you again on Wednesday. Take care. All right, Patrick Hyland, everybody. Folks, thanks for listening this morning. It's been a great Monday edition. Go out there and make it a great day. We will see you bright and early tomorrow morning. Take care out there. Kyle Warren with you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Xtendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain.
Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extend.